close one for you guys up there tonight, but we've had quite a few shots that were almost. How'd it feel out there?
Yeah, I don't. We were almost quite a lot that tonight. We battled back. I mean, we came back from a goal deficit twice, and shows that we just didn't stop the whole night. And I thought we did a lot of good things. There was just maybe one or two breakdowns that ended up in our net, and that's the way close games go.
We often talk about how difficult it is to make the jump up to the NHL, but coming back to the AHL, it's still different, right? I mean, it does take some time to adjust back to this league.
Well, yeah, I think the biggest part is you got to play the same way. It's still just as hard. Like, players work just as hard, and I made that mistake last year when I came back down here and I started last year here. I thought it was going to be easier, and I found myself behind the eight ball a little bit, and it's the same game. You still got to work just as hard. Like, I don't know. It's hard. It's a lot of hitting in this league, and you got to be ready every night, and you can't take a night off.
With a 2-2 tie, would you say that the Comets came out more strong than you in the third?
I don't know. I thought we had some pretty good opportunities in the third period. Like I said, one or two breakdowns in a close game, that can mean a whole game. So you just got to try to nip it in the butt now. And when they're close games like that, we got to make sure on every play and get pucks out at the blue line and get pucks in at the blue line. So it's tight games like that. You just got to know the score and try to limit the turnovers.
Michael McNiven was very hard on himself, saying he had to be better tonight. But do you feel it's a bit unfair to blame him tonight?
Yeah, I don't know why you say that. He made a couple big saves for us. So I don't think he needs to be saying that. I thought he deserved better tonight. And I don't know. That's the way close games go. Like I just said, it's one bad bounce and it's in your net, so it's a little bit frustrating. And we had our chances tonight on the power play, and we didn't succeed on that. And tomorrow we're gonna have to be better on the power play to give ourselves a chance to win.
At the same time, do you have the feeling that at certain points tonight you were probably playing your best game as playing in the three zones, defensively, offensively, in neutral zone?
I don't know. I didn't watch the tape or anything yet. Just try to move my feet out there and get on the forecheck and play my style of game and get pucks in the net. I thought I had a couple good opportunities and just missed on a couple of them, and just got to hit the net.
Thanks,
guys.
You spent a little bit of time with Torrey Mitchell this summer. Do you have a few words on what he meant to your game?
Yeah, he taught me a lot. Ever since my first time getting called up, he helped me on draws. He helped me defensively, and he was a great role model. He's, you know what, he puts his nose to the grindstone and works and competes, and I sent him a little text there and said I'm going to miss you. And he's a good teammate guy too as well. Guys loved him in the locker room. And when you're not winning some things, I don't want to comment too much, but when you're not winning some things, maybe you have to change. And I'm going to miss him.